Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Skeptic Overview, the one and only show with that champion of truth, free expression, troll-free discussion boards, and great big band hammers. The hero, the legend, The Skeptic Overlord.
And hello again, as always, from the center of the universe, Midtown Manhattan. This is, of course, The Skeptic Overlord. With a bit of a change in format tonight, we're going to be covering some answers to the questions that appeared in the Ask the Overlord thread in the podcast forum. And a couple other things, housekeeping issues, and commentary on that ATSNN thread.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
And as always, we'll have a look at what's going on with podcasting. There's been 48 podcasters now active in creating and uploading podcasts on AboveTopSecret.com, which is, as always, fantastic. I just keep gushing over the podcasting that's going on here. We have, let's take a quick look here, 359 total podcasts created by everyone. That's I believe we're now close to the realm of the website with the most individual podcasts. I'm going to have to do a little more research, but the last time I checked, that number was around 340, and so we will look into that and report on that. But we could very well now be, in the matter of just weeks, the website with the most podcasts. And just some updates on what's going on with podcasting, creating some better links into the iTunes podcast directory. We have only a couple feeds registered there, the ATS feed and the general BTS feed and a couple pod threads. So we're going to be generating feed and feed artwork for the three below Top Secret podcasts, the humor, the music, and the talk, so that it's better managed and better defined for people who haven't really discovered us yet, better for them to understand what the BTS feed is about, because right now there's just so much there and it's all aggregated into the three feeds, the talk, humor, and music. So this way, perhaps the new users that discover us will do it in a little bit more user-friendly fashion. And then also some of the pod threads that have taken off still need to be registered in the iTunes podcast directory. Huggy Bear, the Mystic Land of India thread, and Introduction to Astral Projection. Podcast Killed the Thread Discussion Star. I'm sure that that thread will get some attention once it's in iTunes. And, of course, the Mr. Whoopi's pod thread that has evolved into something really funny, I Can't Speak English. And that one is sure to be a favorite sooner or later on iTunes humor channels.
What's new at AboveTopSecret.com?
Yes, yes, yes. What's new? Well, we have a thread that grew in massive popularity in just a brief time today. Jacko created a thread in Board Questions and Business, the breeding ground of all the best drama that has ever happened on Above Top Secret and Below Top Secret. And the title of the thread is ATSNN, Something Has to Happen. And I'll just read a little bit of his post. I'm sure many of you have seen it. It begins, "People are becoming frustrated, no longer submit news because of it. Whenever I submit news, it doesn't really matter what it is. I get senseless no votes. I have no idea how many yes votes I have yet. All I know is that 10 no votes means the end of the submission." And he goes on to say, in the third a message in the thread from him, 10 retards have the power to secretly screw up the news. How much sense does that make?" Well, maybe he shouldn't have called members retards. We can let the moderators sort that one out. Anyway, first, to address the issue of 10 no votes, no, that's not necessarily the case. You could have 30 no votes and still have your story waiting to be upgraded if there are counteracting yes votes. So we're looking for a positive balance of 15 yes votes to get your story to be upgraded to above top secret. Now, this brings up something that has troubled the Overlord from time to time. It's been, it's been almost 3 years since ATSNN was first launched. It's been a while, maybe not 3 years, maybe 2 years, I don't know. Someone will correct me, I'm sure. And if you look at the news forum, and especially with some of the current events that has happened this year, ATSNN has evolved from what it was originally intended to be as a place to post and discuss breaking news and current events that is in the news that relates to the topics of AboveTopSecret.com. Now, some of the news stories may not necessarily fit that description. A story on, a typhoon, rare solar eclipses, Prince gets the wand, explosion at Oklahoma University, European Union standoff over Turkey. And I'm with no prejudice as to who's posting these. I'm just reading some of the headlines. Human rights groups label insurgents as war criminals. Maybe. Australians win Nobel Prize. Some of these stories here really are general news that you would see on CNN or the Drudge Report. And, of course, that's where we get the news that's on ATSNN. But what we should be looking for is not just finding news that no one's posted to ATSNN yet and plastering it up there hoping to get some points once it's approved. That's not what ATSNN should be. It should be the news portal that shows how current events are relating to the conspiracy and other topics that we discuss on AboveTopSecret.com. That's the voice of ATS, where we can show what's happening in the world and how it relates to everything we've been talking about. That was the original purpose of the news portal, and especially of the member-driven nature of it. So as we look back at that thread, I saw that title, ATSNN, Something Has to Happen. I wasn't thinking of voting and the problems that some of the members are relating about voting in this thread. I was thinking, yes, something does have to happen. Let's get back to what it should be and focus more on news and current events that relate to above top secret topics and less on just general news. There's lots of sites that do that, and we only do conspiracies the way we do conspiracies, and let's show how it should be done. Okay, so let's get to Ask the Overlord, and I'll just go to the thread in the podcast forum that I started and just run down the list here. Let's see. First, the Bandit 795. What kind of dog do you have? Well, dude, loaded question. We have a pug. His name is Argus. A lot of people know that. He is the icon for the really above top secret forum, and we used to have two dogs. And the other was a golden husky mix, and he's not around anymore. Next, They See All has asked, what do you do for a living besides ATS? And yes, you'll be getting a serious answer. I work in advertising. I'm one of the bastards on Madison Avenue, so there you go. And next, Umbrax. In all of ATS history, what is the most proven conspiracy theory that is still being denied by the mainstream today? And if I can, well, let me answer that one first. And good question. I'm really surprised that there's not much connection going on between what's happening now and what happened, it was about 20 years ago. It's the Iran-Contra scandal or conspiracy. Iran, if you're, well, I think maybe some of the problem is Iran-Contra is just an interesting paragraph, if that, in history textbooks. But it was a full-blown conspiracy under the guise of fighting communism. And it was, but it was really little more than a profiteering venture of fraud by top-tier officials. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Fighting communism. It's as far as I'm concerned, it's a conspiracy fact, often blown wide open by the likes of Al Martin. Just Google him, and you'll see what he's about. That includes illegal arms sales, drug trafficking, securities fraud, shadow corporations, real estate deals, and a host of other things, all connected in the cabal of conspirators. Today's conspiracies, under the guise of fighting terrorism, are nothing more than refinements of the game played, and played very well, by the rise of the neocons in the 80s and the Iran-Contra. Indeed, the so-called Bush cabal is really not much more than a branch of that cryptocracy which came to age in the 1980s. And this you hear it called as the Iran-Contra affair or scandal. That's an inaccurate term entered into history books as sort of a dumbed-down shorthand for the extreme scandals of these illicit arms sales to Iran, which many believe were really funneled through to Iraq at the time, combined with a highly illegal weapons deals and narcotics trafficking to fund the Nicaraguan-based CIA army called the Contras, which was fighting communism, ostensibly. The real story is much more complex, and you really should look it up because it relates a lot to what's happening now. And just like then and what is now, a massive protective wall was built around the president at the time, Ronald Reagan, conceived and managed by Attorney General Edwin Meese, who was the Attorney General at the time, and assisted by Vice President George Bush the first, and Chief of Staff Donald Reagan, the Director of Central Intelligence William Casey Weinberger, and other top administration officials. So today's talk of conspiracies and scandals really are descended from the Iran-Contra era and the rise of this cryptocracy or the shadow government. So have a look at history and see how it relates. And really, this it's a proven conspiracy, and not much is talked about it. And our current administration is the offspring of that conspiracy, and it's interesting that not much of that is covered, if at all, and even the people that should be paying attention to such things just don't seem to be. And next, he wants a second part here. What conspiracy is the most proven wrong that still has a lot of support today? Well, I'm going to have to go with the conspiracy that something other than a passenger airline slammed into the Pentagon on 9/11. I think that's been proven wrong over and over again, yet the conspiracy profiteers online continue to want to make you think that it's something else so that you buy their books and tapes and other things. Benevolent heretic. What are the songs from Skeptic Overview number 5? Well, somebody's getting a little frustrated there, aren't they? What if this will reduce the point award. I'll knock it down to 20,000. But what I'll do is I'll let you know the artists, and that might help things out a bit. The first is The Who, followed by Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and then The Beatles. So now, after revealing that, 20,000 points, if you can tell me, in the right order, which are the songs from those artists. And Ren, if you were trapped on a deserted island and could only bring 3 threads with you, what would they be? 3 threads? I don't know. I'm not prepared to answer that one. 3 things, I would certainly bring. I'll change the question to 3 things. I'll bring a satellite phone. A Leatherman tool, one of those Leatherman pocket tool things that has everything in one, and all the books by Robert Heinlein. What I would do is use the tool to forage for food and keep myself fed and comfortable, and read. You know, use the free time to catch up and reacquaint myself with the works of Mr. Henlein. And then when I'm finished, use the satellite phone to call for help. So there you go. I understand your role at ATS and I understand Springer's, but what does Simon do? Well, Simon is the dude that started this all. I followed, and Springer followed me. So the three of us are now helping to manage this entire thing. And Simon started this whole deal back in the late 90s. So he is the original owner and originator of everything that is ATS. And the two threads related to the ATS, he's asking if the two threads in the Atlantis form are related to the new ATS show, and no, they are not. They have nothing to do with the television show coming up. Next is We Come in Peace. I have never been a proponent of the no 757 to the Pentagon theory, but I'd just like to ask a real witness, via proxy as it is. Your brother witnessed a 757 hit the Pentagon. Did it skim just above the lawn with smoke? Well, I won't read the rest of the question. I don't think I didn't talk to him about that part. He was in traffic, and he said that he didn't see the point of impact, but he was on the highway as it passed overhead on its way to the Pentagon. And if you're familiar with that part of Washington, as it's I want to say the 495. Anyway, my memory fails me, but there's a major multi-lane highway that goes actually pretty close to the Pentagon, and he was in traffic on his way to work, and it flew overhead, and with landing gear up, he was really surprised, and he didn't know if his brain projected this or if he really did see what were certainly people in the windows looking out, and that sight of seeing the plane and what he believed were faces looking out. He was that close. He was maybe 50 yards behind the point in the road where the plane passed overhead. So he was actually very close. And that haunts him. And I talked to him that night about that. And so I tend to believe what he saw. Amory Meltzer has two. Why? Oh. This is meant to be a very deep and philosophical matter, but I'm willing to let you know, but I'm willing to bet you know a two-word answer. Well, because. Why don't you take a bunch of those internet quizzes and what color are you? When are you going to die? Are you made for money? And read us the answers. Well, that will just, that will take too long. I don't have the patience for that. Nagden asks for his paycheck, and once that's straightened out, he can have a raise. Well, yes, you can have a raise, and no, you can't have a paycheck. Yeah, that's cruel. Picard? Yeah, okay. How did you first come across ATS, and what attracted you? I first found ATS, oh boy. Early 2000. And that's when the Easy Board forum was up and running, and something in a Google search led me to the main site and then to the discussion board. I really don't remember what it was. How did I become involved in running the site? Well, back 2002, I believe. At this point, it's been almost, well, I'll have to look at the records, but it's been almost 3 years, been 2.5 years. When I approached Simon, I think the traffic was really getting heavy, and we kept exceeding, or at the time the site kept exceeding the paltry bandwidth allotment of the hosting provider, and a couple times the site was shut off because we exceeded our bandwidth. And at that point, I said, "Well, Simon, we can probably work something out here. Let's put together a hosting environment and see if advertising can start to support that." And at first, for more than a year, advertising did not support the hosting. But now, after building it up and attracting traffic, we are at the point where it does support the hosting of the websites. How much time during an average week do you put into maintaining the site? It depends. I mean, sometimes Yeah, when I'm busy, sometimes nothing. Other weeks, like when I was preparing for podcasting, it seemed like it was a good 50 or 60 hours in a week when I was getting that up and running. Do I believe in UFOs? Well, loaded question. Yes, there are things in the sky we can't identify, so if that means I believe in them, yes. But no, I don't believe we're being visited by extraterrestrials. And moving on. Are you a reptilian shapeshifter? Well, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you. What is your favorite forum? I don't know. The podcasting forum. Yes, there we go. And Moskwa has like to ask you just how much of your time is dedicated to ATS. I think I already answered that. And UMGaz has asked, how much does it cost to run the AboveTopSecret.com universe per month? Well, we're not a public entity, so I will leave that question unanswered because it might reveal some things we'd rather not reveal. We did talk a bit about that about 18 months ago, and really all it did was open the door to drama. But the costs are So the music is swelling in the background, and it's time to draw an end to number 6 in the Skeptic Overview series. I know I said it was going to be short tonight, but I'm actually pushing 22 minutes here. I guess I did have quite a few things to ramble on about. I hope you enjoy the new sound, a couple of new zingers, and a new intro from Mark Jensen of the Pod Squad. And Seeker Of has asked, having made the changes to the board, adding podcasts and a number of other features and additions and changes, what is the next step in the board evolution of ATS and its varied ATS communities? Well, that's a really good question. I think the next step in the evolution is going to be related to what we're doing with the television series. Without revealing too much about what's coming, I think we have some amazing potential for members to sort of create a petri dish of ideas and concepts and exchange of research and debate here in the forums, and see that formulate into something that might be interesting on television. And if all goes well, that may very well be the formula that turns into something very unique. And that really, that very well could be how the next evolution is. Technologically, I'd like to begin looking into possibly experimenting in creating an Ajax interface for all of the above top secret forums. That would really be something hugely interesting, and we would certainly be the first going in that direction. We Come in Peace was that dude with the glittering white turban and the funky Ming the Merciless outfit in your avatar. Perhaps the Overlord himself in the flesh, digging out the old vinyls to spin at a friend's party? I'm going to let that one remain a mystery. Mr. Monsoon, I have some questions. What formal computer network training do you have, seeing as you run the ATS universe? Well, my college education ended up being in computer science, but that was a long, long time ago. So it really doesn't apply only in a theory sense, so to speak. How did you get to meet Mr. Gray and Springer, for that matter? Well, I actually never have met them in person yet. I don't even know if they exist. They could be the same person. Could be screwing with my mind right now. Anyway, no, I have not met them. How much bandwidth does ATS use per month? We are now in the terabyte range. We have surpassed measuring our bandwidth in gigabytes, and we are at a total of about 1.2 terabytes, which is 1,200 gigabytes. Will we ever get icons in chat again? Probably not. Who will be on ATS TV first? Don't know yet, but some of us will be, and won't that be fun? And our last question for this evening's festivities is from Count, asking if I had ever been involved in other forums and communities. And to your other question, yes, I did eat up a lot of phone time. I was indeed involved in the BBS craze in the mid-80s, a political conspiracy forum, inspired by the Iran-Contra, I'm sure. There wasn't much talk of the other conspiratorial topics on ATS, like extraterrestrials and paranormal, things like that. It was pretty much focused on political conspiracies. And following that, I was involved in a similar discussion forum on CompuServe back when that was popular, and also heavily involved in the computer art forum on CompuServe. I actually was quite a contributing member, involved in illustrating some collaborative graphic novels and developing some multimedia products, which became popular for a time there, all before the web really came into being. And there is one more question, which appeared in my YouTube box looking for an anonymous entry. But that's it would be a time-consuming question to answer, and we're already pushing 26, going on 27 minutes here for this podcast. I think that's I've just about reached the limit of the tolerance of our poor members. So with that, that'll wrap up this change in format for the Skeptic Overview, where we're answering questions from the masses, so to speak. Don't forget, keep those podcasts coming, especially since now that we've announced the ATS podcast contest, we will be giving away a much coveted iPod Nano to the winner of the podcast contest. I did announce the details in the last Skeptic Overview. If you missed it, now is a chance to get caught up. We'll create a thread talking about this, but really, the game is on, so it's time to plan your submissions and see what you can do about winning a brand new iPod Nano, courtesy of Above Top Secret. And again, getting back to the ATSNN topic, really, let's try to focus on keeping that news portal, the news portal we can all be proud of, as a place where we discuss the conspiracy-minded topics that are compatible with the discussion forums on ATS. So good night, and we'll talk next time.